target audience. What worldviews does this audience share? A desire for a consistent story, a point of view that emphasizes personal responsibility, conservative ethics, and Republican politics, and the appearance of fairness as opposed to being pandered to. That's the way Fox News decided to establish its bias, the way it chose to frame its story. Instead of it being a random mix of individual biases, Fox News chose to tell a coherent story, a lie that its viewers can choose to believe. Let's start with their slogan, fair and balanced. While one could argue whether their news is fair or balanced, the slogan itself is brilliant. It flatters the audience, reminds them that they are not a tiny minority, and reinforces a message that their worldview is valid and appropriate. News for conservatives is precisely the wrong message. Subtlety makes this story work. By acting as though they represent the majority opinion, they frame their story in a way that this audience understands. Slogans matter, especially here. The worldview of the Fox News audience was that they were disrespected by the established media. Suddenly, this audience was watching a network that broadcast news that they agreed with, and they were told that they were the mainstream and that the news they were hearing was fair and balanced. It made the story irresistible. Every day, Fox management sends a memo to all their writers, producers, and on-air talent. The memo outlines the talking points for the day. In other words, it's the story they intend to tell. By managing the news to fit the story, as opposed to the other way around, Fox develops a point of view. It tells a story that viewers are happy to believe. It gives the viewers a lie to tell themselves, and just as important, to share. By providing a consistent, easy-to-talk-about message, Fox News is telling a story that matches the worldview of their audience, and is easy for that audience to spread. While you can argue about the politics, it is impossible to argue with their success. Roger Ailes understands that he is in the storytelling business and has used that insight to build a multi-billion dollar business. None of this would matter if Fox News didn't also enjoy climbing ratings. Why does their viewership go up? Because, armed with the lie they believe in, Fox News viewers have an easy time of converting their friends. Fox News is a purple cow, a remarkable phenomenon that's compelling to talk about. As a result, people who would never have chosen Fox News 5 years ago now watch it regularly, not because they were persuaded with advertising, because they were persuaded by their friends and neighbors. Is a restaurant about eating? Here's a review of a new Thai restaurant that ran in New York Magazine, and I quote, "The dining room is centered, more or less, on a limpid reflecting pool, floating with lit candles and water lilies that the waitstaff keeps pushing back and forth, possibly to give the impression that we're all drifting down the Chao Phraya River in Bangkok on some grand royal barge." Oh, I thought we were having Pad Thai. Of course we're not. We're here to be told a story. If that story is authentic and touching and matches our worldview of what we sought, maybe, just maybe, we'll tell our friends. Getting satellite radio to sell. So far, Sirius Satellite Radio has spent more than $100 million building a nationwide service that delivers radio to cars with an appropriate receiver. Now that the technology is working and the players are available, it's marketing's job to get people to sign up. Sirius has devoted at least as much to signing up new customers as they've spent on building the network. A traditional marketer would use benefit-based advertising to get the word out. He might target car magazines or audio magazines. Consider these facts about Sirius. It works the same anywhere in the country. It offers more than 100 channels. There are stations for every genre of music. The quality of the broadcast is very good and rarely varies. It costs $10 a month. The tuner shows you the name of the song. You need a special receiver to hear Sirius's broadcasts. The marketing department at Sirius has to make choices. The facts listed above are far too complex to explain in their entirety. And even if the head of marketing tried, very few people would take the time to hear the facts Sirius was trying to send. They'd ignore the advertising and go on with their lives. Sirius needs to tell a story. It could be a story about the quality and nationwide coverage. The problem? Very few people, mainly truckers, have a worldview that includes the problem, My radio reception is spotty, and I want to hear the same songs all over the country. In fact, most people are in the opposite camp. I don't have a radio problem. If you're walking around believing that you don't have a radio problem, then the greatest radio solution in the world isn't going to show up on your radar. It's invisible. Even the name is no good. Sirius Satellite Radio. It implies that this is mysterious, technologically better radio. But if I don't believe that my current radio solution is inferior, I'm not going to tell myself a lie about how it could be better. Sirius could jump through hoops and try to lower the price. I can hear the sales guys now. The price is too high. The price isn't the problem. The problem is that the story doesn't address the needs of the audience. And until it does, no price is low enough. How much would you pay for an anvil? A dollar? What if it was a really nice anvil? A dollar is still too much if you don't believe the story of what the product can do for you. What about variety? Sirius could try to tell a story about hundreds of different kinds of broadcasts all the time, every day, without commercials. Alas, the same snag occurs. Most of us don't have the worldview that there isn't enough variety on the radio. It's certainly not a bad enough problem to pay to solve. So what should Sirius